The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
States along the border and in Iraq. What do they have in common? We're talking about both of those things right here from the get-go on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Thank God you're not in Iraq. Oh my, it is unbelievable what is happening there. Let me give you a picture of it. So we invest blood, sweat, tears, manpower, money for a long time, over a decade plus, in that country, more if you think about the Gulf War. Now, Mosul, Tikrit look like unrecognizable places. And beyond that, the push is to get Baghdad. The group is ISIS, a terrorist network that, by the way, has raised the most money this year because they stole the money. So they have over $400 million. They are paying and recruiting people to the tune of up to $600 a month to grow their militia. What's happening is they do things like hold ice cream socials. They get kids and people in towns to have conversations with them. And then they promptly behead some people to show them just what they're all about and how you should be worried. In Iraq, it's like a mass exodus. Over 500,000 people already just fleeing, just leaving. No matter how they have to get there. And check this out. The military, which, by the way, we train the military and try to help the police force there and try to help the diplomats there. We spend a lot of money doing that. Many in the military are simply giving up for fear, realizing they're outnumbered. Outgunned, outmanned. They're dropping their guns, taking off their uniforms, and walking away. That doesn't make you feel good if you're sitting there with your family right around the corner. Lots of bombings. What does the U.S. do? We left in 2011. Do we come in with troops, boots on the ground? 50,000, 60,000, push them back? Do we drop bombs like the prime minister there once? Do we supply more equipment? Do we enlist the help of others internationally, who, by the way, don't really want to touch it? It's a dire, deadly kind of place to be right now. And was this avoidable? The Republicans are seizing the moment and saying, you, Mr. President, blew it because you had a timetable that enabled this violent upheaval in Iraq. Because now these Islamic militants have been able to seize two cities, establish their own state in Iraq, and oh, by the way, Syria. And guess who's helping? Iran. Of course. If I served in this war, it would be with such a heavy heart that I'd be watching what's happening here. I go back to the blood, sweat, and tears of so many. It's not a surprise that there's a bloodbath, that it's unraveling. So predictable, wasn't it? We were keeping score. Many of you were keeping score. You realized what was happening here. How many times did I say on the show, okay, we have the timetable, watch what happens in just a couple of years. But I didn't walk on that branch by myself. Probably 80% thought the same thing was going to happen. So if we think this is going to happen, why weren't the plans thought out better? Or maybe there just was no way to get through to the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who doesn't want to be the Prime Minister anyway. And it goes back to the initial invasion and to continue to be there, be there, be there, be there, be there, realizing, like so many other places in the Middle East, you've got three religious factions who don't like each other, who have thousands of years of hatred in the making. And then you get al-Maliki in as the prime minister, and basically he does nothing to embrace the Sunnis. And the Sunnis are not happy about it. Neither are the Kurds. It's a nightmare. There are already huge problems, but they just got bigger. How upset would you be, America, if we went back into that country once again with soldiers on the ground? Now, the White House is carefully saying, oh, that we never said anything about that. You could ask us that, but we're not, that's not what we're talking about. So what are we talking about? Cutting heads off, pulling kids into little ice cream circles, and then showing them what can happen. The people who are supposed to protect leaving. It's going to get worse. It's going to get much, much worse. Speaking of fallout, here's the latest. Bergdahl in the United States, in San Antonio, flown from Germany. Brooke Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio is where he is. Reintegration is the name of the game. How long is he going to be there? When is he going to be questioned about what happened when he voluntarily, supposedly, departed from the Army base in 2009? I don't think we're going to see any of that for a while. Putting together all the details is big, is important, for lots of different reasons, including the fact that the military owes Bergdahl back pay to the tune of $300,000. And if you are captured and you're a prisoner of war, you get another at least $300,000. Then the decision has to be made as to whether or not he gets court-martialed. Is he simply AOL'd and that's it? And he's done? What's next for Bo Bergdahl? We don't know. I'm predicting we're looking at 3 to 4 weeks, probably at least. It won't go past the summer, but it's not going to happen overnight. And it goes back to the way it was handled. It goes back to the prisoner exchange. And the fact that our lawmakers didn't even know what was happening in the 5-for-1 deal. And it still is playing out in Washington, D.C. as to why the White House knew everything, but the people who make the laws, not even one of them got a phone call. Coming up next, sit back, relax, and enjoy our cheap movie review here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, y'all. I deserve my out of town. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble.
Cheap movie review. I just saw The Fault in Our Stars. Sad, predictable. It's about the two teenagers that have cancer, but it was pretty darn good. If you have a teenage daughter, teenage granddaughter, yeah, thumbs up. This is the movie to take them to. There are some happy moments, trust me, in it. And guess what? There's not any crude things happening, and you don't feel as though your ears are vibrating because it's so loud in the movie theater. Hey, quick side note. Harrison Ford hurt his ankle on the Star Wars set. You know, they're doing this new Star Wars, this next installment of it, and you forget. You think of Harrison Ford, the first Star Wars, but now he's 71. He's doing the Han Solo role that made him, I think, uber famous. That's back in 1977. I'm going to be curious as to what this edition of Star Wars, directed by J.J. Abrams, is all about once it comes out. But they're in the filming stages now at this point. All right, this one's wrapped, and it's in the theaters this weekend. Another good kids movie. The first one really hit a high note. It's called How to Train Your Dragon 2.
We've really got to work on your solo gliding there, buddy.
Toothless!
You're pouting, big baby boo. We'll try this on. Oh, you feeling it yet?
Yeah, you wouldn't hurt a one-legged. This is Burke,
Life here is amazing.
Dragons used to be a bit of a problem. But now they've all moved in.
Did I tell you that you look amazing today? Because you do.
And with Vikings on the backs of dragons, the world just got a whole lot bigger.
I bet you think you know a lot about dragons. Let me show you some of what you don't know.
Can I know you?
No. You were only a babe. But a mother never forgets.
Unbelievable. You've been rescuing them.
Something is coming. Something you've never faced before.
The dragons are mine now. Protect our people. It's your destiny.
What you're searching for? In here.
Come on! This is very dangerous!
Are you kidding me?
Dragons and Vikings! Enemies again! Oh. You know that doesn't wash out.
All right, it's been 5 years since Hiccup and Toothless united dragons and Vikings on the island of Berk. Sounds pretty cool, actually. I have to admit, I never saw the first one. I remember my mother taking my nephew and saying it was pretty good. Jonah Hill's in it. America Ferrera's in it. Craig Ferguson. Gerard Butler, to name a few. And it's a great movie to take kids to. Especially, I guess, the first one was incredible. So they probably saw it. So this is the follow-up version of it. Speaking of follow-ups, we got another one of those. 22 Jump Street.
I hope never to see you again.
What's up, dog?
We're back. Ladies, nobody gave a shit about the Jump Street. She got lucky. So now this department has invested a lot of money to make sure Jump Street keeps going. The only problem is the Koreans bought the church back, so we're moving you across the road to 22 Jump Street.
You in the college.
Fuck.
What? Go to the bathrooms.
I'm not gonna take a shit the entire time we're here.
We'll go around to classes and activities, ask around about the drug, find out who the dealer is.
Do we look older or does everyone in college look like babies?
Some of us are trying to study, so you take it down to a level of shut up.
Is this the level you're looking for?
You look really old, too.
White boy wasted.
Partners for life.
White boy wasted.
It's just drinking games and bonding. Why is that so painful for you?
No, you cannot hug me right now.
Drunk stagger, drunk swagger. I don't rap good, it don't matter.
We Jump Street.
Right in the crack.
White boy wasted.
We need an expert to consult.
Oh!
Listen, Mr. Walters, I should apologize for
sweating.
They gave me a vagina. Hey, guess what? I'm Eric's bitch.
Nice.
Yes, I am! You own this ass!
Oh, my God.
Hey, Eric.
All right, 22 Jump Street, obviously very different from the PG-rated How to Train Your Dragon 2. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. So Jonah Hill is also in this one, too. completely different, both of these movies, obviously, and completely different audiences. All right, how about this one, Kinder, Gentler, and Teenage Mutant Turtles, coming up soon. This is going to be a big anticipated film, a blockbuster, they think, of the summer movies. Take a listen for a sneak preview.
Crime, violence, and fear have run rampant. Our great city is being destroyed. People want justice restored to this world. People want heroes, Miss O'Neill. But heroes are not born. They're created. That's what your father and I were trying to do. Create heroes.
No, whoa, chill. It's just a mask. See? Don't freak out. Right?
All right, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they were so popular back in the day, and they're back on the big screen, and I think they'll find their audience. That'll be one of those summer blowout movies, and so they're in anticipation of it. They're starting to talk about it. The sneak previews are coming out, and look for that one, especially if you have kids, because this can kind of unite the generations, as it were. I've talked about this before, but there's no doubt they're not dumb in Hollywood. If you're going to throw out the dough to go to the big screen and see something, you're going to probably do it in the big movies anyway, are going to be in the summertime and then also toward the Christmas holidays, because that's when people, kids are off, and sometimes people are taking breaks. Better chance to pull in a huge audience, and they gear it that way when they set up these shoots and start to promo it, because now it's all about the promo way ahead of time. And with these big budgets on some of these big budget films, and then the independent films, some of them striking a chord, you know, they're looking for that right magic. So the right magic to me is still the one that came out last week, The Fault Is in Our Stars, if you have a teenage daughter or granddaughter. And the Dragon movie looks to be really good if you've got younger kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews. Check that one out. Otherwise, stay home and watch sports or read a good book. Meet you back here again. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We want justice, that is our only interest. Don't want no justification from the unjust man. Justice. We want justice, that is our only interest. Don't want no justification from the unjust man. Justice. The system fights.
The king of the courtroom, cross-examination, iconic attorney F. Lee Bailey joins us now on America Tonight. And the timing couldn't be better. You think it's been 20 years since everything unfolded in the O.J. Simpson trial and what a big role he played in O.J. Simpson's not guilty ultimate verdict there. And it's been, like I said, 20 years since Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman were found dead outside of her Los Angeles home. F. Lee, thanks so much for coming on ATM. We appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
So you think of, you know, the 20 years that have gone by, and you are certainly one of the people that maintains that O.J. Simpson didn't do it. And, you know, in this country, that's always still, even these many years later, the debate. And you were there. You worked with him, obviously. What is it that that you know that so many other people have no idea about that allows you to say, listen, I maintain that he's innocent?
Well, the answer is quite a lot. And rather than try and go through it all at this time, I have published a 17,000-word summary of what the case was really about. I mean, remember the fact that I was hired originally to prepare the case for others to try, with the exception that I promised I would handle Mark Furman. And that changed ground. I got pulled in, let's say, for a lot more duties. But it was my job to keep track of who the witnesses were, what they had to say, and what we were able to prove and what was difficult and so forth. And unfortunately, the trial got cut short. The public doesn't know this or appreciate it because it occurred in chambers. But we wanted to go with less than 12 jurors because we were running out of time and jurors. And the prosecution said, no, 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 we get below 12, we want a mistrial, which gives you a pretty good idea of what they thought of their own case. But I've got that all set up together with a list of very impressive witnesses we never were able to call. And that's a shame because the public has been left with some serious misimpressions, like a mountain of DNA. That's nonsense. A mountain of DNA, yes, but not connecting OJ with the crime, et cetera, et cetera. And I try to get people to look at that document on my website, baileyandelliott.com. And I think most would find it informative. Let me put it this way. It's been out there 3 years, and I have yet to hear anyone rebut any of its contents.
Wow. All right, Bailey and Elliott.com. You can check out all that information there. And Mark Furman, as you said, you went deeper in the case than originally you were hired to do. And in getting ready for Mark Furman, that must have taken a lot of time to piece all of that together. And as I said, you're a master at cross-examination. Were you chomping at the bit to get to Mark Furman knowing the things you knew?
Yes, I was. I had observed the preliminary hearing where he testified and made all sorts of mistakes. Unfortunately, the fellow then in the case who cross-examined him is partially deaf and simply didn't hear those mistakes and didn't jump on them, but they were there in the transcript. In addition to which, I knew that Mark had been sent to a boot camp to try to answer yes when asked if he ever used the N-word, which would have diffused our cross-examination substantially. And I knew I had to overcome that training. And so I just got him angry and feeling insulted. And it came to the point where he could not say yes. He said no, which was perjury and proved his undoing as far as the jury was concerned, although, frankly, many of them didn't believe him the moment he took the witness stand.
Yeah. One last one on that. I mean, obviously, I know that you're close with OJ. Have you had any connection with him since he's been in prison?
You know, I haven't talked with him since the night before he decided not to testify in his case in Nevada. And by that time, I had to kind of agree with him that this was not a trial at all. It was a low-tech lynching. It rubbed luster off Nevada's jurisprudence. Everybody, including the judge, was in it for something for themselves. And the way to please the American public was to punish OJ for the crimes in California for which he'd been acquitted. And that's what happened. And he's the only one that went to jail out of that disgraceful little incident. And the public is delighted to see him being punished because the white people think he got away with something. The black people, of course, have a different view.
Yeah. You know this, F. Lee. Forever and ever, that's going to be the debate. It's always going to be, I think, a raging debate for even years to come, for sure. You know,
I had hoped that a new generation would be more open-minded, but after watching a TV show last night, which was terribly irresponsible, I would think they're all fired up against OJ, even if they were infants at the time of trial.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of courtrooms and situations like the OJ trial, some of the infamous people certainly that you've defended, I think the Sam Shepard case was one of them that really put you on the map. And you talk about it. You've co-authored a book called Excellence in Cross-Examination. And, you know, you look back at the OJ Simpson case and some other memorable cases. Sam Shepard certainly was one of them. What was the strategy going into that case?
Well, it was unique, and I think it will never reappear. Sam Shepard did 10 years in jail before I finally was able to get him out. get the Supreme Court to order a retrial. And during that time, a very popular TV program called The Fugitive had emerged. It later became a movie with Harrison Ford and won an Oscar for Tommy Lee Jones. But it was about a doctor convicted of murder when, in fact, he knew it was committed by a so-called one-armed man. By the time I picked a jury for the second trial, 12 years after the murder, in 1966, almost everybody in the jury watched The Fugitive, and everybody knew The Fugitive was innocent. And I think that transferred in part to Sam Shepard.
Yeah. Wow, it's interesting. You see what happened there in the Shepard case, and you compare some of the differences. And after that happened, how do you think the public perceived, you know, what happened there, and then you, as things really even took off more for you?
Well, I'm not sure the public ever really gets it. The problem is that even since that time, when there was a lot of print reporting, which may have seemed plodding at the time, but would get the details down right, news reporting in criminal cases has now become sound bites and little bursts and so forth, and that is the most the industry can do unless they run a special and really do a good job. And that's what the public gets. So if the respected people like yourself are suggesting that Simpson or some other defendant is guilty, that's going to take hold. And people who know nothing about the case, except what they've heard you and others say, will adopt that opinion and then tell all and sundry, I know he's guilty. And I have seen that happen. Judges and lawyers tell me, I know he's guilty based on what I read.
And that makes it tough if you're an attorney, doesn't it? Because you have to fight the perceptions and, as you say, the burst, Twitter and social media and all of that, because it can shape what happens to your client.
Well, that's all come along since O.J., but it casts a whole new light. Last night, NBC ran a so-called special on Dateline. It was not a good piece of journalism, but the Facebook and emails fired up immediately saying what a disgrace that he got away with it. Well, if you'd been present, if you were a lawyer with half a brain, you'd know he didn't get away with it. The facts were such that he just couldn't have done it.
Yeah. The rest of the team, same thing, because, you know, the dream team, Johnny Cochran and all the others involved, did they feel the same way at the end of this? Were they like, yep, this is the verdict we should have gotten?
Oh, sure. Anybody close to the defense, except Robert Shapiro, who was angry because he had wanted to plead O.J. guilty and was relegated instead to a not very meaningful role in the case. But let me make one thing clear, as Alan Dershowitz did in the program last night, one of the few things that rang true. This was not a dream team. It was cobbled together in an unorthodox way, piecemeal. It had two experienced homicide lawyers, Johnny Cochran and myself, and a whole lot of other lawyers, some of whom knew a little and some of whom didn't know much. But as Alan Dershowitz said, we all hated each other and it was a mess.
Perfect way to end this. F. Lee Bailey, co-author of Excellence in Cross-Examination, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Of applause for the former president. That's right. Bush won, a big birthday for him. Wow, you know, you hit 90 and you're still around. You're doing pretty good. He's had a couple of health scares over the years, but President Bush doing the jump out of the plane thing. You got to love it. He did it a few years ago and it's kind of been a tradition. He parachutes out. I think it's pretty cool that he does that. And every year people wait to see, you know, what happens with the president. I don't know, Nathan Reeder, would you jump out of a plane? Have you ever parachuted?
No, but I have had friends do it. You know, I'm really fascinated by it and I would really like to. The last couple times I've jumped off a probably 40 foot high. Oh, I'm not talking about that one time last summer, the breaking me time, into water where I wasn't breaking afterwards.
Right.
Those first couple seconds where it's like you got to force yourself to breathe.
Right.
Oh man, that is exhilarating. And I
yes.
would like to, I would love to feel that.
You're catching air.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
catching air and you're in the air. Yeah. It's I'm the kind of the same way as Nathan. Some of you out there might have done this and might, you know, they people talk about this bucket list thing. If you put a bucket list together, and a lot of times skydiving is on a bucket list because of that feeling, catching that feeling that those who have done it say it's unbelievable. And Bush felt the same way once he did it. So that became a ritual with him, whether he was 90 or younger. He was going to do the I'm jumping out of the plane thing, and you got to love that at 90, doing the jump. And people go crazy for that. I love it that he did that. I mean, I love it that's what he does. That's what he wants to do, jump out of an airplane, feel that freedom again. It's the freedom thing. So I wonder how many people listening have done that. Jumped out of a plane. I haven't done it, but it's on my list, like Nathan. It's catching air. It's feeling that air, that exhilaration. So 90 for Bush, and while 41 celebrates 90, there's some interesting conversation about Bush 43 being on par in the polls with Obama. I happen to catch this before we hopped onto the air, and I thought you would find this pretty interesting. It's a CNN ORC poll. You know, I'm the poll princess, right? So in January 2009, as Bush was getting ready to leave the White House, his favorable rating was 35%, pretty low. Barack Obama, who had just won, was coming into office, you know, 2008. Had a 78% favorable rating. And that's not necessarily unusual when you're the guy who was just elected. But now, in this new poll that was released Thursday, Obama is as unpopular as Bush on the tail end of his presidency. 51% have an unfavorable view of Bush, 43. 51% feel the same way about Obama. Obama's favorable rating is now at 47%, which is a low for him, which is identical to Bush's favorable rating. So how about that? Starting off strong and fading fast. Well, you can chalk that up to healthcare reform. You chalk that up lately to controversy over actions on the world stage and what happened with Benghazi a little bit, I think. And I mean, currently now the VA scandal and so many people waiting to get a VA appointment, so many former soldiers and not getting the appointments because there was secret lists, because somebody was getting in Phoenix, for example, they were going to get a big bonus supposedly. And that horrible, horrible charges and ultimately investigations yielding the evidence that so many veterans were just basically left out on the sidewalk, infuriated. I mean, really exploded a lot of people, their minds with how can you do that? And I think he took a massive hit on that. I would say healthcare and the VA scandal especially. Now you could also point to the Bergdahl situation. Let's see what happens with Iraq. Because Iraq at this point is imploding on itself and people are fleeing, including the people who are supposed to be protecting their fellow countrymen. A lot of the military guys are just taking off. It's absolutely, absolutely crazy, putting their guns down and running because they see that their bombs are going off in Baghdad and there's not enough people to fight. And this ISIS has stolen a bunch of money, and they have a ton of money that they're offering to soldiers to get more soldiers. So they're in a better situation. They're ramping up, and there's a good chance that they could just wash over all of Iraq. And nothing happens unless they get some help. Will we put boots on the ground again? If that happens, you can bet the approval ratings will go up in smoke. I mean, go up in smoke. And I wanted to mention this on the tail way out of here because I got a bunch of emails from people today, and actually my husband even asked me that. Did I hear the story about the nukes almost destroying North Carolina? And there is the story that came out that there was a night in 1961 where almost nukes were dropped on North Carolina, and it would have been worse than the devastation in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Can you imagine? I mean, just even hearing that is pretty chilling, huh? They nearly detonated. There was two bombs that almost went off. And what happened was, it was a B-52 from the belly of the B-52, two bombs fell that hit the ground near the city of Goldsboro. And if that had happened, you know, if they had just gone off, that would have been it. There was an Air Force bomber broke in half while flying over eastern North Carolina. And that would have been unbelievable if that had happened. Why do we know about it? Because it's part of that whole declassifying document thing. The National Security Archive released it this week, so there's more details about what happened there. And it almost happened. The Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, back then said, by the slightest margin of chance, literally the failure of two wires to cross, a nuclear explosion was averted. That's freaky, isn't it? It gives me chills to even think about it, the destruction that would have happened in that area. And there's actually, somebody pointed me to a website. There's a website called nuclearsecrecy.com. And, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thing, but it shows you if you can simulate nuclear explosions. And one bomb the size, they say that one bomb the size of the two that fell in 1961 would emit thermal radiation over a 15-mile radius, but with wind conditions that could change even more. Today, if that happened with the populations now where they are, they estimate you would kill about 60,000 people and you'd probably injure 54,000 or more with the population versus 1961. But then if you look at those numbers, still you would have still had maybe 28,000 people that would have been hit. And that's crazy to think about that. It's Wayne County, North Carolina. I've actually been through there, and Goldsboro is in that county. And the population was 84,000 in 1961. And here's to give you some perspective if you've never heard of that town. Raleigh is 50 miles northwest of Goldsboro, and Fayetteville, which, of course, Fort Bragg is there, is 60 miles southwest. And the plane broke apart. The two bombs fell to the ground. The parachute opened on one. It didn't open on the other. Oh, my, oh, my. Imagine the collateral damage and beyond if that had happened. Woo! Interesting. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.